Hi there and good day. This is Naimish Modi for CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7. It's good to be with you today. This week, the Baitul Karim Mosque in the Galt area of Cambridge was severely vandalized. Several politicians in the area, including Regional Chair Karen Redmond and Cambridge Mayor Catherine McGarry, denounced the vandalism. For this piece, I spoke to McGarry, Baitul Mosque volunteer and member Nabil Reyna, and Coalition of Muslim Women KW President Sarah Shafiq. The Cambridge community has come together to denounce the terrible act of hate at the mosque. The vandalism comes on the heels of last month's horrific murder of four people in London and heightened vandalism incidents in Edmonton.
What was your reaction when finding out about the unfortunate vandalism at the mosque a couple days ago?
So when I heard about the news, at first it was, the first response was it was, you know, we were disturbed. But then as things unfolded, it became more and more shocking of what had happened, because the extent of the damage and the extent of the anger shown is a lot. I mean, so when somebody first called me and told me that there's been vandalism, so I thought it was a break-in, somebody trying to steal something, you know, that happens, like, you know, in many places, even houses, there's people out there who try to steal something and grab something. But here it was much more. There was definitely this huge element of anger in the person, whoever was the intruder. So that's the sad part.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the damage for me a little bit, so our listeners can understand exactly the extent of what happened?
Yeah, so the intruders, they were pretty much planned. They were not just one. There was probably three or four guys who entered from the basement level, either back door or window, because we found one window open as well, and the back door was open, but we don't know which way they entered. And then there, in the lower level, there are a couple storage rooms where the mosque stores their books and pamphlets and flyers and outreach materials. So a lot of that stuff is there. And then some electronics, hardware, and those things are there as well. So they completely ripped apart both of those rooms. They threw away all on the floor everywhere, the books and the flyers, the banners, everything. They grabbed some kind of hammer and broke the stove in the kitchen, which, again, you know, it shows a lot of anger. Television that they just stole, so that comes under stealing, maybe not under the anger part, but there was an LCD 65-inch TV on the wall. In the lower level, they were able to take it out, grab it, and they just took it. There was a data projector upstairs that was also stolen. I think they didn't have enough time or something to get to the TV upstairs, or they were not interested. So there is from what I'm piecing together is that if it was a plain theft or vandalism, then they come for things of value, and they take those things of value and, you know, fly away. But in this case, there was lots of they were filled with hate and anger, and that's what the situation showed. So it took several hours of about, you know, 15-20 of us volunteers to clean it up. Actually, we were there last night, pretty late, to clean up all the mess. We threw away the stove, and then of course the damage. Some damage needs to be repaired. Like, there's some damage on the walls and stuff as well, but that needs to be done by professionals.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, is there an estimate on the financial amount of damage yet, or?
No, but a rough estimate would be between 15,000 to 20,000.
Mm-hmm. How disappointing is it for you to see this type of hate crime, especially with what's been going on recently in Canada with the London attacks last month, as well as some anti-Muslim hate going on at Edmonton too? Yeah.
Very much alarming, because it is raising the alertness that this pattern is continuing, and if it continues, it could escalate further, and then that means that whatever the people refer this to as Islamophobia or something else
mm-hmm.
is real. It exists, and if it exists, then there's a lot of work to be done to fix the problem, because if it's deep-rooted in the people, right, we need to figure that out. And right now, there are only theories that, you know, we see. I mean, there were a few incidents here and there, but if we see a pattern, then we as a society need to work much harder.
Mm-hmm. Do you, or I guess, how will the mosque work with the city in terms of, will there be any help from the city in terms of financial repair to the mosque? And is there going to be in terms of outreach of education and why this keeps happening? Is there anything the mosque is going to do to work on that with the city?
We do not take grants or mm-hmm. financial support from the cities or governments mm-hmm. for our organization or for our mosques. Mm-hmm. They are funded 100% from the membership. So that's a policy that the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. So we have a couple dozen mosques throughout Canada, and all of them have been 100% paid and built by members of the community. So they're there. So that's. But in this case, we will obviously again reach out to the membership and to fill in the gap. So it's going to be pretty much internal. So that is just a policy that the community has. I mean, we're a national, international organization, and we do not, all these mosques that we have are not totally independent in those terms, in terms of finances and whatnot. So we have a central leadership we call the Khalifa, who is the spiritual leader, and he's in UK, and he's the supreme head of the community, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. He's the fifth successor of whom we believe to be the promised Messiah and al-Imam al-Mahdi, who appeared in this age to revive Islam. So that is how our community or our sect differs from the other Muslim sects.
Is there any... Has a lot of the regional police, have you spoke with them, and is there any idea on who may have done this? Are there cameras in the mosque?
Yeah, so the police was there pretty soon, after they had just fled, so they couldn't get any picture or anything like that. The cameras, there is a security system, but unfortunately they were prepared, so they did their damage, did all that, and in the end they took the hard drive and the DVR that was recording it, so they knew. They actually broke the DVR apart and pulled out the hard drive, because I guess they knew what they were doing. So that, and we are looking into it now more seriously, that we should have a better robust system, because these days data could have been on the cloud in a matter of minutes, right? There should be some camera recording and throwing data directly to the cloud, not, it shouldn't be throwing it locally, or even hidden cameras should be there as well. So we are looking at some robust system. So we know we don't have the police investigated. The forensic team did a lot of fingerprinting and all that, and then the chief of police, Waterloo region, actually escalated the case to special units because of the pressure he's been receiving from the community and from the mayor of Cambridge. So we are we're grateful to all the authorities that they are trying their level best, and they had an investigation done today as well. The imam of the mosque actually was the first one to arrive at the site and who saw the problem, and that's why they're talking to him a lot, and because I think he saw the people there as well. But for his safety, he didn't go in and just call the president and the police.
Right. Nabil, is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners to hear?
No, for the general public, non-Muslims, I would say, you are welcome to come visit us. We are going to be hosting open houses in the days and months ahead. I mean, we have been in a lockdown situation because of the pandemic and whatnot, but as things opening up, and now especially with what this thing that happened, a lot of neighbors want to come and reach out, and we just want to thank all the neighbors. So we will be having some open house events, just to chit chat with everybody and just to exchange ideas, and I think that's very important for us to make them understand who we are, and we understand who they are, and what makes us different and what makes us alike, right?
Right. I just spoke to Nabil Reina, member and volunteer at the Baitul Mosque. Next, you'll hear an interview with Catherine McGarry, mayor of Cambridge. What was your initial reaction when you heard about the terrible vandalism at the mosque in Cambridge this week?
I was horrified, and I was also shocked. I was deeply disturbed that this could happen in our community, and my first priority was to make sure that all of the members of the mosque were safe. And so I was able to reach them by phone, and I immediately went to the mosque to be with them.
What do you think can be done to combat? Obviously, there's been a lot of issues with Islamophobia recently with the attacks in London, and there's been some issues in Edmonton as well. So what do you think can be done to combat this, I guess, issue that's bubbling to the surface now?
It's a really complex answer, and due to the fact that I believe that every single person needs to look within themselves and to try and identify areas where they may not be inclusive of our diverse community, and to actually undertake the work that is required to really combat and stamp out racism and truly reconcile our different communities. To support this work, the city of Cambridge and really all of our municipalities in the region of Waterloo have come together, for instance, to develop a region-wide reconciliation action plan, and we've got a working group there. We've been working closely with the Coalition of Muslim Women of KW and the Cambridge Muslim Women in order to help identify what we can all do together to try and ensure the safety of all our members and to really combat the ongoing issues that we see, especially in our Muslim community today.
Yeah, it was just follows up to my next question. I was going to ask you if there's anything that the City of Cambridge is planning to do to help out the mosque in terms of repairs financially or even like mental healing for a terrible act like this.
Certainly the City of Cambridge has also been working with our city staff on our equity, diversity, and inclusivity plan. We have a community well-being advisory committee that is looking at some of the issues that are the root causes of some of the vandalism acts, but also acts of hatred within our community. And the city is also supporting the members of the mosque in helping to coordinate any offers that are coming in of assistance. For instance, yesterday when I was on site, I had reached out to other leaders in the mosques in Cambridge, and one of the leaders had a business nearby and walked over to meet with this group and myself to see if there's anything further that we can do. At the moment, they are very appreciative of all the offers of help in order to rebuild. If there's any city permits that would be required, our city would certainly take that as a priority item. At the moment, they don't think there is, but they're still assessing the damage. The police are still in with some of the teams that they need to do in order to investigate this crime, and we'll continue to meet with the leaders to see if there's anything else we can do. The important thing that the leadership of the mosque said yesterday was the outpouring of kind messages were so important to them in order to help them to recognize that this act is not just against the mosque or members of our community. This act of vandalism in a place of worship was widely denounced by the residents of Cambridge. And as a city, what we can do is to support the members of the mosque and their leadership as they rebuild, but also to show a solid base of support that is behind this particular community.
Right, and how important is it right now for the City of Cambridge community to come together and work together to combat this hate?
It's extremely important that all of us continue the work that we're doing in our individual communities, as a city, as a region, to really understand the root causes of racism, of inequality, of hateful acts, and to try and put some prevention in place, some education in place, so that all of the members of our community can understand what happens when one particular group is targeted in these hateful acts of vandalism. And again, this is work that cannot be done just by the City of Cambridge and City Council or regional council members and the Region of Waterloo. This is work that I think is important for all of us to do, to look inside ourselves and try and identify any areas that we may have within ourselves that cause us to think in a certain way that may not be inclusive in its thoughts. And we also need to ensure that our education programs, especially for our younger generation, are being delivered in a way that ensures that equality and respect for all persons, regardless of faith or culture or color or religious beliefs, can be taught at an early age, and that we finally are able to live peacefully together without any of these acts being targeted.
Right. All right, Catherine, is there anything else you think we missed that you'd like to add for listeners to hear?
I think I want to thank the number of people that joined Mayor and Council's voice yesterday in denouncing this hateful act of vandalism towards this mosque, and to thank the community that stepped forward with messages of support, phone calls, social media posting, and offers of assistance to help care for this community under very difficult circumstances. And that gives me hope that the City of Cambridge residents will come together and will eventually be able to stamp out these hateful acts.
I just spoke to Catherine McGarry, Mayor of Cambridge. Next, you'll hear our interview with Coalition of Muslim Women, KW President Sarah Shafiq.
What was your reaction when you found out the news? And is it even more disappointing to see this continuing to happen after the London attack, as well as all the issues going on in Edmonton too?
Edmonton as well as in Hamilton as well. There was a recent attempted, I guess, crime, murder maybe. It is very distressing. It's shows that, you know, maybe somehow, I don't know, all that sort of deep iceberg, deep notions, they are coming to the surface. People are feeling bolder somehow. I mean, you know, these are, maybe one would hear of these really sort of extreme cases, a couple of times a year, but this is, you know, the past 2 weeks have been just, 1 month, 2 weeks. It's just been really, really extreme. And, you know, it's very, you know, the community is absolutely very distressed, and it does impact, right? Just the, sense of belonging, sense of safety. There have been incidents in the neighborhood for this mosque as well. So, you know, they were already facing intimidation from some of the neighbors. So that's that's the next step when, you know, those smaller incidents quote-unquote, you know, maybe minor incidents. They're not really, but when they are, you know, when they go unchecked, then the next stage is, you know, it goes on, it goes to the next stage.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, just my next question for you is, have you been noticing a pattern of the patterns of these events? You did just mention it, with maybe people being bold, but have you noticed any patterns on these types of events recently?
Well, so we are waiting for the investigation, police investigation, who has done this. We haven't really, you know, sat down and really gone through who are the perpetrators and what are their connections, and, you know, really that needs to be done. You know, if there are any, I don't know, background, maybe they're listening to someone, or maybe there is some connection on the internet that they have. So we don't know if there is a pattern, but, you know, this is something that, you know, police should be investigating and really thoroughly going through those background checks and checking if there is if there are any connections and that the public needs to know.
Right. And so what does the CMW plan to do in regards to this? Is there any further plans to continue to educate or help combat Islamophobia? Is there going to be any specific help for this mosque in Cambridge?
Yeah, for sure. We've talked to the imam at the mosque. We've offered them, you know, some of our counseling services. We don't offer them directly, but we are connected to culturally sensitive counselors and services. So we have offered them that option. We absolutely are here for, you know, their support. So we're in contact with them. In terms of other supports, obviously Sula, the restorative justice program is there with our partners, Community Justice Initiative, CJI. So that option is there. The neighborhood sort of harassment that was going on, that is something that, you know, right now maybe it's a really, obviously it's too soon, but, you know, we'll be in touch with the mosque over there to offer, you know, that restorative program. Those were the sort of initial, we sent out a press release as well. So those were the initial sort of responses that we had.
Right. So yeah, I was just going to ask you have you spoken to the mosque yet? Has the organization spoken to the mosque yet? And what was said in that conversation, if it did happen yet?
Yes, we did. Myself and my colleague, the coordinator of Together Against Islamophobia program, her name is Mifra Abed. So both of us, we did talk to the imam over there, and he was, you know, appreciative, and obviously, you know, we were relating how we can support, how this is obviously distressful, and we were offering, you know, some of our experiences and, you know, what we offer. So it was a good conversation. We hadn't connected directly before this tragic event, so we will continue to be in touch with them and you know, offer any other kind of support if they need.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Sara, that we might have missed? Or
that's it. We're just, you know, waiting for the details, and I think we're good.
You just heard interviews regarding the Cambridge Mosque being vandalized this week. I spoke to Nabil Reyna, Catherine McGarry, and Sara Shafiq. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative Grant Program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news and other stories commissioned under the Local Journalism Initiative at canada-info.ca. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. For CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7, this is Naimish Modi. Hope you have a great day.